Venezuela's electoral authorities have declared socialist leader President Nicolas Maduro the winner of Sunday's presidential election. That means he'll be in office another 6 years. Opposition leaders are crying foul. They say the vote was stolen, and small-scale protests have broken out throughout the capital. U.S. officials and many regional heads of state are demanding Maduro and his loyalist electoral authority release full, verifiable results. So far, they have failed to do that. NPR's Carrie Khan joins me now from the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
Okay, what else are officials there in Venezuela saying about the election yesterday?
They held a public ceremony today ratifying the results that they announced just after midnight this morning. They say with 80% of the vote counted, Maduro took 51% of the vote to opponent Edmundo Gonzalez's 44%. They did not release any new figures or updated counts, nor the precinct tally sheets that the opposition and observers say is needed to really verify the vote.
And Maduro himself, is he talking?
Yes, he did. He accepted the official results and, as usually, gave a long and at times rambling speech that was broadcast on national TV. He said he was working off just 6 hours of sleep.
Y hacer irreversible como este resultado.
He said his victory was irreversible and would bring stability and peace to Venezuela. As always, he went on to portray himself and Venezuela as victims of many foreign plots, including sabotage of the electoral system, and claimed there was a coup d'etat afoot.
6 hours of sleep actually sounds pretty good to me. I would take it. But I digress.
Me too.
The other side, the opposition, their supporters, what are they telling you?
Well, protests have started today, and they seem to be growing larger as the day goes on. Actually, the weather's improved. It was raining very hard off and on all day. Our producer is out with one protest and reports that security forces have been firing tear gas at protesters. Opposition leaders have not said much today. They scheduled a midday press event but then postponed it. They say they have about 40% of the paper receipts from those polling stations and that, together with independent exit polls, Gonzalez won by a wide margin. A little after one this morning, that 74-year-old Edmundo Gonzalez spoke to reporters, he urged calm and he demanded that all those paper receipts be made public.
Nuestra lucha continúa y no descansaremos hasta que la voluntad del pueblo de Venezuela sea respetada.
He says the struggle will continue and they will not rest until the will of the people of Venezuela is respected. It's unclear, actually, what options the opposition has now. The attorney general also upped the stakes for them and announced an investigation into electoral tampering against the most popular opposition figure in the country today, and that's Maria Corina Machado.
Okay, meanwhile, Carrie, I nodded to how this is playing here in the U.S. U.S. officials are not happy about this result. Other officials in the region, I gather, are in the same boat. What else are they saying?
Well, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken immediately came out and questioned the election results and expressed U.S. concern. Today, we heard from senior administration officials. They were saying the same and demanding transparency. They say that, quote, according to several sources, the final official results are at complete odds with how people in Venezuela actually voted. A number of leaders of countries here in Latin America made similar calls, but now what those leaders and regional partners do if Venezuelan authorities don't produce the proof that Maduro won the election, that's just not known. There's a lot of talk about whether the U.S. will slap back harsh sanctions against Venezuela. But there's also concern that if Venezuela's economy contracts even more and repression increases, a new exodus of Venezuelans will leave the country.
NPR's Carrie Khan bringing us reporting from the streets in Caracas. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.